Well, let's read together in God's Word in the book of the prophet Micah, Micah chapter 5 at verse 2, Micah 5 at verse 2. Now, this is taking us to something like 700 years before Jesus was born. But even at this time, there were great hopes in the nation of Israel that one day God would reveal himself powerfully in the midst of his people and lead them to a better quality of life now and the hope of eternal life. And this is the word that came to the prophet Micah at his time. He says, "You, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace." Thanks be to God.
We read together from the Gospel of Luke in chapter 2 and reading from verse 1. "In those days Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." Amen, and may God bless his word to us.
Now let's pray. God, our Father, we thank you for quiet moments in the midst of the demands of this season where we can think about your word and what it means to us at this time. So may your spirit be with us and enable us to see Jesus more clearly and to love him more dearly. Amen. Well, you know, there are some people that we should always remember. People maybe that have lived a long time ago, but it's good for us to remember them for the people they were, for the things that they've done, and the way that they can inspire us even now. And sometimes the memory is kept alive when other people write books about these famous folk, and they're called biographies. And sometimes people will make films about these people, and that can be a wee bit more exciting for us nowadays. But one of the best biographies that I've read in a long time was about a man called Charles Dickens. Now, he was a writer who lived a long time ago, and this is the book here, written by a lady called Claire Tomalin. And there's a picture of Charles Dickens on the front of the book, looking very handsome, doesn't he? But he wrote a lot of very, very powerful books that stirred people in the depths of their hearts. And there's a film just out about him, and it's called The Man Who Invented Christmas. The Man Who Invented Christmas. Now, what's all that about? Well, Charles Dickens, he wrote a lot of stories about Christmas, and there's one particular story that's probably the second most popular story at this time of the year. The most popular story is about Jesus' birth, but this one is probably the second most popular. And I wonder if you've ever heard of A Christmas Carol. Have you ever heard of A Christmas Carol? Anyone seen The Muppets Christmas Carol? Yes, indeed, that's one of the best of all the versions of the Christmas Carol. But The Christmas Carol is a very, very interesting story about this man called Scrooge who hated Christmas. Imagine anybody hating Christmas. And he was changed. He was changed through a series of experiences. But Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens wrote this. He also wrote other Christmas stories. And he said once he wrote about the Christmas stories, he said that what he was trying to do in the Christmas stories was to awaken some loving and forbearing thoughts in people, which are helpful in every season of the year. Loving and forbearing. Forbearing just means patient and kind. When he was writing these stories, he wanted to stir up in people's hearts loving thoughts, forbearing thoughts, so that the world could be a better place. Now, that's a good thing to do, but I don't really believe, and I hope you don't believe, that he invented Christmas. That's what the title of that film is, The Man Who Invented Christmas. No, I don't think so. Actually, we don't really know who invented Christmas. All we know is that sometime around 300 AD, that's a long time ago, isn't it? People were writing about a particular season in the year when they remembered Jesus' birth. That's all we know. So about 300 years after Jesus was born, people were celebrating Christmas in different parts of the world. And how did they know about the birth of Jesus? These people who were celebrating his birthday, how did they know about it? Well, they had the Gospels. They had Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. And as we heard in the quiz, it was Matthew and Luke that told the story of Jesus' birth, and probably the longest account of the birth of Jesus is in that gospel that was written by Luke. Now, Luke's an interesting man because he wasn't one of the apostles. He was probably a follower of Jesus, maybe became a follower of Jesus after Jesus' resurrection from the dead. But he had a friend, and this friend might have been a very important person in the Roman Empire. His name was Theophilus. And Theophilus was interested in the Christian faith. He wanted to learn more about the story of Jesus. And so what Luke did, he decided he was going to investigate the whole story of Jesus. He was going to speak to the people who were with Jesus all through his life. He was going to speak to people who had heard Jesus' teaching and who remembered it. And he was going to bring it all together in the one book and present it to his friend Theophilus. But he also hoped that this gospel, this account of Jesus' life and his teaching would be read by other people. Now, Luke's talking to people who were with Jesus. He's talking to people who had heard Jesus' teaching. Let me ask you this question. Who do you think he spoke to when he was trying to learn more and more about the birth of Jesus? Who do you think Luke might have spoken to remember the birth of Jesus? Well, it looks as if the Christmas spirit's got a bit too much for you. And I'm not going to get an answer to that question immediately. But you know what I think? I think Luke spoke to Mary. Luke spoke to Mary about the birth of Jesus. You know, when David read to us from the Gospel, the second chapter of Luke's Gospel, and it tells us there that Mary pondered all the events that happened around Jesus' birth. She treasured them all in her heart and she thought very deeply about all these events. Now what that means is that she held in her mind all the events that happened around Jesus' birth. She remembered the angel visiting her and telling her that she was going to give birth to God's Son. She remembered her cousin Elizabeth, who was miraculously having a baby at that time. She remembered the journey to Bethlehem after she and Joseph came together. She remembered that journey. And here's the question. What's the distance between Nazareth and Bethlehem? That was the journey that they travelled. Okay, I'll need to tell you again. 97 miles. And with no little donkey and you're expecting a baby, that's a long way to travel, isn't it? She would remember that all right. And then she remembered coming into Bethlehem and no place for Joseph and her to stay, and so she had to give birth in a shed, which was a terrible thing. And then there was the visit of the shepherds and all the people who gathered to see Jesus. Mary had all these memories. And she thought very deeply about the meaning of it all. And she continued to do that through the whole of Jesus' life. Watching him and seeing him grow. We're told that he grew strong in his body, but he also grew strong in his mind. He was wise even when he was a young man. And she was thinking about all these things. And you see, that's what Christmas is for me. It's focusing on the memories of Mary and how Jesus was born and what this means for each and every one of us. Let's think about that man, Charles Dickens, again. He said he wrote Christmas stories to awaken loving and forbearing thoughts in people. And you know, I think that the purpose of God's word for us, and at this time of the year, the purpose of the stories of Jesus' birth are to awaken in us feelings of love towards God for all that he's done for us in our Lord Jesus. You know, it's the Apostle John, when he was writing, he said, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son. God loved the world so much. And when I think of that gift that has been given to each one of us, then I can't help but say in my heart, well, I love God. I love Jesus for all that they have done for me. And those are the kinds of feelings, the thoughts that God is trying to awaken in us at this time of the year, to remember all that has been done for us in Jesus. And for us to make a response to that. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is that when we learn about the extent of God's love for us, we have to ask ourselves, now what do I do about that? What do I do about that? This incredible love that's been shown to us in Jesus. Well, as I said, the first thing is to return that love. God wants us to love Him. But there's more to it than that, I think. It's not just about loving God. It's about showing that we love God in the way that we live our lives. Because I don't think Christmas is going to be any help to me at all unless at the end of this Christmas season, I love Jesus more than I did at the beginning, and I want to be more of a part in building up His kingdom in this world. I want to be stronger in my faith. I want to be stronger in my commitment to building up Jesus' kingdom on this earth. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means sharing the story of Jesus with people that haven't heard it. It means showing the love of Jesus to those who are struggling with the challenges of life. And at the end of this Christmas season, I want to feel that I love Jesus more and that I'm serving Him better. You know, I know what I'm going to get this Christmas. And it all centres around the three B's. Do you remember the three B's? That's books, box sets and Belgian chocolates. I can see the shapes underneath the Christmas tree. They're all there. I'm going to get them. It's just the same every year. And I love it. But apart from the three B's, I want to be closer to Jesus and I want to serve Him better. That's what it's all about. We've got Mary's memories. She pondered them. And she grew in her knowledge of God's love and what He was seeking to do through Jesus. And that's what God's Holy Spirit is seeking to do with our lives in this season. Help us to remember Jesus and to awaken in us these thoughts of love and thoughts of deeper commitment. And I hope that that's what Christmas brings to each one of us. Now let's pray. God our Father, we give thanks to You that all of these wonderful memories have been preserved for us. And we pray that as Mary focused upon her memories, and as she pondered the meaning of it all in her heart, that You would help us to do this, so that at the end of it all, we will love Jesus more dearly and follow Him more nearly. And we ask this in His name. Amen.